It was either 51 or 52 that I did my first master class with her. And that's when I met her, etc. And I sang, for the first time, a German lied. I sang Die junge Nonne. And it was in a class at USC, University of Southern California, which is my school. Thereafter, that led to a series of master classes that she did at Caltech, which is in Pasadena, you know, all in that greater Los Angeles area. And at that time, I then sang several master classes with her. Shortly thereafter, I went to the Music Academy of the West, where she was the head of the voice department and one of the founders of the school. Had, you know, many different master classes there and did some opera scenes with her. We remained in contact for a long time. I have her job now. I'm the head of the voice department at the Music Academy of the West. And as my dear friend Latvi Mansuri said, he said, Jackie, that was karma. You were meant to be in that job. I started to look into my scores and my collections of songs, and I was amazed because I was doing a class on Hugo Wolf. I was amazed to see how much Hugo Wolf I had studied with her and done in classes. It was a great introduction to Hugo Wolf for me. And as I said, my whole introduction to Lieder was with her. And one of her accompanists was Gwendolyn Koldovsky, who was my teacher at that time at USC, and then also in the middle 50s became my accompanist. So I had a great tie to both of those ladies. And they opened the doors of what Lieder singing can be. Or you can just say all kinds of song singing. It doesn't have to be confined just to German music. She had this incredible childlike imagination. She could just kind of imagine anything. And it was just wonderful to see that in action. And that, I think, was one of the big things, teaching us all how to really use our imaginations. Again, this whole thing about what a song really is, the text obviously has to be paramount, and then into the music. I think that the composer will show you an awful lot, in spite of the fact that the text is so important. She always also recited the text to the public in English. She would translate the German pretty much on the spot. You know, my relationship with her then down the years matured, and I would often take her things of which I wanted her criticism. And one of those was the Frauenliebe. I wanted to perform it several times before I took it to her so that I had my own solid ideas about it. And, you know, we didn't have so many recordings around in those days to listen to either. Everybody was much, much more into really going to the music instead of putting on a recording. I never got used to that anyway because I'm kind of a really easy mimic. So I had to be very careful listening to other people's recordings. I performed it several times in recital with Gwen Koldovsky, who had, of course, played it for Lehmann many times also. And we drove up to Santa Barbara to see her, and I sang the whole cycle for her. And she just said, "It's perfect." And I looked at her, and I said, "What?" You know? And she said, "I haven't got anything to say." She said, "It's just absolutely wonderful as it is." And then she made a suggestion to me. One thing you might do is, in the long postlude at the end, you might, at this point, let your hands gradually drop to your sides till the end of the postlude. And so I thought that over and decided that I would try that and use it. And shortly thereafter, we were performing it at Carnegie Hall. I did that on the stage at the end of the cycle. The very next day, a very great friend of mine named Trudy Rittman, who was a marvelous Broadway composer, she wrote the original score. In fact, the Uncle Tom's Cabin ballet from The King and I is hers. It's an original piece of music. And so she was giving me her rundown on the recital she had heard the night before. And she said, everything was just absolutely wonderful, Jackie. She says, you know, one thing didn't ring true to me. And I said, what is that? She says, what you did with your hands at the end. And you know what? She was absolutely right. It worked for Lehman, but it didn't work for me. And henceforth, I never did it again. I did something else that was much more me. But in any event, what I'm saying is that my relationship with Lehman was not constant, but we did have contact with each other, and I do have letters from her. A couple of times when I was having problems with a song and needed some insight, I wrote her and asked her if she had any opinion about X song, and she would write it back to me. One of the letters, of course, I prize is that she said, as the Marshallin said, "Jede Sting hat seine Zeit," it's your time now. And I couldn't resist using that at the Music Academy. When I first started there, I had all of the students were on stage, and Benita Valente and I had just done a joint recital for the Music Academy. Benita and I, by the way, were there together with Lehman in the 50s. I turned then to the present students, and I said, I'm going to quote Lehman and the Marshall, and Jede Sting hat seine Zeit, and now it's your time. She's always there, do you know what I mean, with us, because her influence was so great, and there are all kinds of paintings and busts and things like that around the school. One of the recital halls is named Lehman Hall. And there's a Lehman Hall at the University of California, Santa Barbara. So her presence is always felt. I remember my dear friend and colleague Donald Graham saying that he had heard her in recital. And when she sang Die Krähe, he said, Jackie, you swore that damn crow was circling overhead. She made it so real. But when she heard that I was going to live in Europe and going to Vienna, she came to hear me in a concert in the Ojai Festival, which is near Santa Barbara. Lehman said she was going to be in Vienna and she would love to take me to the Staatsoper for my very first performance there, which she did. She came to Vienna and took me out to dinner, lunch, whatever. And for the days that she was there, I saw her quite often, and she did take me to the opera. It was Meistersinger. She would have set up an audition for me at the Staatsoper if I had wanted it also, but I didn't feel that that was the road I wanted to take. Her opera recordings, they show such an incredible focus on what she is doing. And the words, I mean, her recordings of Sieglinde are unbelievable. The live recordings that I've heard, she just puts everybody else against the wall because her text is so incredible. And she had a marvelous, I use the word correctly, bel canto vocal technique. It had a marvelous forward presence, you know, had a terrific legato to it. I remember several years ago, a bunch of us were in Santa Fe. Somebody had found this CD of singers with no names on them. There was this one track that none of us could figure out who it was. It was somebody singing Butterfly in German, but we could not get the voice. And finally, a dear friend, Bruce Donnell, said, that's Lehman. And he was right, but it was so legato and so Italian, even though it was in German. She was extraordinary with all of that. When you think of all the things she sang, it's fascinating. She sang Turandot. No, I don't have to go into all the Strauss and the Wagner and things like that, but she sang lots of Puccini. She sang Werther. There's a wonderful painting of her as Charlotte in the famous Lehman Hall at our school. You know, she was an incredible painter. She got up very early in the morning, a real early riser, and she painted three different versions of the Winterreise, a painting for each song. And one of them was still in the home where she had lived the last time I was there. It was incredible to see that. And there was this workshop that she had right off the swimming pool. She worked there and did all of her hobbies and her artistic bents, and she was really gifted. How many of the truly great singers of the past are forgotten? I'm very sad to say if I bring up the name Flagstad, almost nobody of the young generation know who she was. They know Lehman. And that's what's interesting. Her legacy certainly remains strong, and I can't see why it would diminish at this point.